Hold.
Can't believe they let you out today. KB4CBA.
Man, you must have been sitting on that microphone. You're faster than Steve is on the trigger.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but, I just got it conveniently located, so I can pick it up in a hurry.
To know that I am that important.
It's always important, Tom. I mean, it's always interesting to hear what you're up to.
Being a minister, the good Lord's got a place for liars, and it's a lot hotter than where you're at. But I'll tell you, it's pretty warm out here today, Dave. We've been putting up 160-meter antenna there I was telling you about. We pretty well got it whipped. I got to go back and put a few tie wraps here and there. I checked it out last night, and it was laying on the ground, most of it. And I was hearing England on 40 meters pretty clearly. And I heard some guys say, yeah, 40 and 80 is going to really open up tonight. But I thought that was pretty good, not even being up in the air yet.
Well, I'd say that's pretty good. Maybe I should have done that with my Wyndham, see if I could get somebody with it on the ground.
It was just one side was, I think, on the ground. The other side wasn't. It wasn't up high yet. It went about where we wanted it. And so Ariel texted me a picture of an item last night, and I told him what we were doing. So he came over this morning about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and helped us out a little bit on that end that we didn't have up yet. We had it pretty well ready to go up and all soldered and all of that stuff. Normal troubles, don't tell Bob this, but the very first shot I made over the tree, I forgot to open the bale on the reel.
Bad, I won't say who did it, but I've seen it done, I've been standing beside them when they did it, and you find out in a hurry, that's for sure.
That sinker went clean out of sight, and I thought, boy, I made a good shot. But then I noticed the green monofilament line was only about 5 or 6 feet long, sticking out of my reel. And I got it written all over it, open the bail, open the bail. And I was trying to hurry because I had help, which I don't usually ask for at all. And he was nice enough to volunteer. But he had to go a little bit early, and Bernice and I finished it up. Then I had to run down the neighbor's dog. I shut the gate every single time, and the dog is lethargic and old and never moves. I mean, a real slug. I left the gate open one time on the last trip, and that sucker went out and went up toward my chicken pen. So I had to go round him up, and no problem, except he didn't want to go back home.
Poor CBA. Yeah, our dog used to get out, and last time she got out, she didn't come back. So, we don't really know what happened, but hope she's got a good home.
Dog food that way. That's bad, because we had an English pointer, and if she got the opportunity, man, she'd go into orbit, and we had to chase her for miles to catch her. But she'd make us mad. And a lot of times she'd wait till you got right up to her, and Bernice would go up to her, and then she'd take off running. And let me tell you, a bird dog can run and cover a lot of ground, especially a pointer. But nonetheless, he wasn't too much trouble. He's too fat, and he can't go quick enough. If he could have, I'd have never caught up with him. But I ran that, I went in last night, and while it was still down, plugged it into the tuner, and tuned it up on all bands from 160 to 10 meters, and the highest SWR it showed was 1.4, so I'll run the analyzer on it down the line, but I got to read the book every time I try to do that. This is Zero TR.
My Wyndham's tuning up real good on all the bands. It's, you know, it's it does everything but 160, and it's doing a good job. I have not talked to anybody in Europe yet, so I'm still waiting on to see if it's gonna do as good as it did, because I was talking all the way into Russia. We'll have to see.
Or mobile. I don't know if I did that or not. Anyways, I did now. Yeah, I was surprised to hear England on single sideband last night. They was probably an S4, S5. And he had a big pile up on him. I didn't even want to transmit with that antenna down like that, so I kicked it over to the super loop, and I couldn't hardly hear him. So that's a positive aspect. Sometimes one works better than the other, and that's normal. But, oh, man, you don't know what a chore that is for two old folks to try to do. That is a huge antenna.
Something like 250 feet.
265. It's 82 on one side of the bow line and 163 on the other side. And so 265 feet. Wow, that's a long ways.
One through the gears and maneuvering traffic here, so I better slow down and get myself a ticket here. I'm driving by the LEC right now, speeding. Yeah, that's not too smart.
Cupid, yeah, I thought of you yesterday, right up there by the Peach Farm on 101, there was a Rouse, R-O-U-C-H, I guess you call it, Mustang. Boy, it sounded really nice, like yours does. I'll bet you that cost a pretty penny.
There's a teenager down the street. His is a year older than mine, and he said it has a Roush intake. And I don't know if they did anything to the exhaust or not, but boy, that thing really sounds good. And it has a little different sound from mine. I can't really describe what the difference is, but I've had to hear them side by side, I guess, but it sounds good too. And so the other day he was pulling in to the subdivision and I was waiting to pull out, so I pushed the clutch in and revved it up because he hadn't heard it since I took the mufflers off of it.
Roger. Traffic's picking up. We're getting up towards Walmart in about 1 or 2 miles this side of it. We're going to Publix and get some spicy chicken wings. Bernice is baking for Oktoberfest, and they're starting to. That's this weekend, and so she's wanting to get busy on that. So I said, well, let's just go get some chicken. Old Dad chicken, and have that. And I get some of their soup, too, if they got any. They got good soup there at Publix. But there is quite a bit of traffic here on White Hampton now as you get near that place. Yeah, I seen some Rouse. They was fully made, I guess, by Rouse or automated or whatever you want to call it. Up at the Detroit Auto Show a few years ago. Howie, boy, those things are expensive.
Imagine what you'd spend. I was looking at supercharger conversions for mine, and I would have to spend, probably around $6,000-$7,000, and I'd gain about 150 or so horsepower. For me, it's just it's not worth it. you're gonna have to give me more horsepower than that for that kind of money. But anyway. All right. Well, I'm pulling into the pizza place here, so I'm gonna have to bail on you. And then I'll be getting in that traffic on Wade Hampton.
Okay, Dave. Nice to hear you this afternoon. Talked to John a little bit last night, and enjoyed that. Oh yeah, with that much more horsepower though, Dave, I don't think you could make that light a car stick to the ground that it'd be worthy of doing it. It just seemed like it'd be a waste. Well, you take care, and I'm going to get to watching the traffic, because I'm going to be pulling in at the Publix here momentarily. 73 is KB4 CBA in 0TR. Clear.
And, if I had spent that kind of money, I'd expect at least 200 horsepower more, and possibly even more than that. But anyway, 420 is enough for me. I was just dreaming. 73 is in 0TR KB4 CBA.